See, God does not dwell in a three-dimensional world. God begins to operate from the fourth dimension. And there are seven dimensions in the spirit. But for you to know God and to be able to believe God and walk with God, you must understand that the reality of God begins to make sense from the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is a faith dimension. The third dimension is governed by matter, is governed by time, and is governed by space. So anything that does not make sense to time, to space, or to matter cannot have expression in this realm. But you see, when you enter the fourth dimension, it is controlled by faith. You have what you believe. So the moment you can believe it, it can exist. The moment you can believe it, it can find expression. So for you to relate with God, you must ascend beyond the laws of time. You must ascend beyond the laws of matter. And you must ascend beyond the laws of space. If God tells you that eternity can be in your heart, it's no longer about the size of your heart. It's about whether you can believe or not. That's why I said through faith we understand that this realm was framed by the word of God. Now let me show you a few things in scripture that will show you how God's realm dwarfs your realm. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. It said God took the dust of the ground, put it together, formed a man. And the Bible said God blew into his nostrils and the man became a living soul. Now next time somebody dies, go and blow into his nostrils and see what will happen. If it will become a living soul. If you blow into the nostril of a dead man and it doesn't come back to life, then you now understand that it is foolishness to use your brain to analyze the ways of God. You know why? Because oxygen is only relevant to a living man. But when God is involved, if he blows into your nostrils, he's not ventilating you, he's transferring life. Because he's operating at a superior dimension. Are you seeing that? When you blow, when my son's nose is blocked, one of the technologies I've invented to help him breathe is that I blow into one side of the nose and the catarrh comes out on the other side. If God blows, it's not trying to clear your nose. When God blows, he's trying to put life in you. And that's why, even in Ezekiel 37, when God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, he told him, mortal man, because he needed to let the guy know that you are in your dimension, I am in my dimension. He said, can these bones live? The guy was smart. He knew that the third dimensional world, these bones are dry. There's no way they can live. So he said, only thou knowest. And God said, you answered correctly. He said, now let me show you how we operate from our realm. The air that you need for freshness in my realm, that air imparts life. So when you are receiving air, you are receiving ventilation, you are feeling cool. He said, now command the wind to enter the bones. And suddenly, as the guy commanded, these dead beings came back to life. Because in the fourth dimension, air is not for fresh air. Air is not for ventilation. Air is a conveyor of life. So anytime God is dealing with air, he's dealing with the economy of life. In the natural, air can be used for air conditioning. You can manipulate air, remove heat from a room, and it becomes cold. But in the spirit realm, there's nothing like air conditioning. There is life transference. So the difference between your realm and the realm of God is that you may have the same resource, but the outcome is different. That's why when God speaks to you, he's not necessarily trying to educate you. If he wants to educate you, he can open your mind and you'll be educated. When God speaks to you, he's transferring something to your realm. If you don't know how God works, you can be in a miracle service like this. They say, be healed. You are spelling H-E-A-L. They say, this week, a door has opened. You are thinking of door to bedroom, door to parlor. That's not what we are talking. We are talking from the fourth dimension. So when we say be healed, what we are saying is that cancer is disappearing now. So a man who understands how God works, when he's hearing, his response is different. So somebody may come in, he cannot walk. The moment you say be healed, he says amen and he stands up, he starts testing. Because what he heard, it's not just a communication of language. We are not teaching you the meaning of healing. We are transferring life. So the man who relates with it as a fourth dimensional reality, we have a different result than a man who is interacting with it mentally. Sometimes you come for a healing service. You say be healed. The person who is sick is looking around.
to see if somebody is talking or to see if something has happened. Instead of him to personalize it and say, my encounter has come, my answer has come, he doesn't know that the word is not to educate, the word is to change his story. Jesus came to the man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, will thou be made whole? The guy went to English. He said, I've been here for 38 years. Who asked you about time? We are telling you, will thou be made whole? The answer is, right away, jump up and start walking. Because that question is not a question. That question is actually, this is your encounter. That question is actually, be healed. So if you know how God works, will thou be made whole? Thank you, Father. I receive my healing. And you stand up, you begin to walk. But if you are operating at the third dimension, will thou be made whole? You say, well, Lord, they say there's no cure for cancer. Will thou be made whole? Lord, I've been blind for 10 years. You are operating in a lower realm, in a lower realm. But see, a generation that know how God works have emerged. So the moment God looks at you and say, what about Canada? You say, now we have taken Canada. When God looks at you and say, can you handle 1 billion? You say, wow, now we are taking over the economic corridor. Because your response is the sign that you understand. That's why when God talks, we don't answer with words, we answer with action. He said, faith without works is dead. He said, faith without action is like a body without a spirit. If God tells me today, Mike, my son, what do you think about Lagos? I will gather my people. It's time to take over Lagos. We'll start praying. How do we enter? Because the moment he asks that question, it means that city has been given to me. So I'm not responding like, well, Lagos is the economic headquarters of Nigeria. There are business people in Lagos. That's not my business. How about Lagos? Lagos is your time. We are coming with the rod of power. We are coming to take over. And as you begin, you discover angels begin to appear. Cherubims begin to appear. Anointings begin to come. Graces begin to come. That's for the man who understands how God works. When I read Exodus 15 verse 8, I sat down confused. The Bible said, Moses cried to the Lord, what do we do? And God said, go forward. God says, stretch thy rod and divide the Red Sea. But when you come to Exodus 15 verse 8, the Bible says, with a blast of his nostrils. Now, you blast your nostrils, what will happen? A scatter that will come out. But when God blasts his nostrils, a sea will divide. See, that's why most of us, we are mistaking God to be us. So when God is talking, we are interacting with him from our realm. That's why God can tell you the cancer is gone. You are looking at the size. Because you are operating with him from your realm. Don't reduce God to your realm, brothers. Don't reduce God to your realm, sisters. When God says you are blessed, you are checking for your whole family. Those who look like they are blessed, they bought a car. Who is talking car? A blessing is not a car. A blessing is the power to cause anything you touch to prosper. A car is a byproduct. A car is not a blessing, it's a byproduct. When God says you are blessed, even what people were doing and failing, when you start, it will work. Because blessing is power to prosper. That's what he's telling you. That's what the patriarchs knew. A man can look at his son and say, I bless you with the dew of heaven. What do you mean by that? Do you control weather? A man looks at his son and tells his son, I bless you with corn and wine. Are you an agriculturist? Where is your farm? He knows how God works. That when he talks, everything aligns. When he talks, everything obeys. Because when you blast your nose, nothing happens. But when God blasts, a Red Sea can part. If you know this thing about God, when God begins to talk, you see the big picture. Most times, the reason we receive nothing is because when God is talking, we are seeing the small picture. The last fasting we just completed, 30 days. Some days, I'm so busy and I'm about to come on set. I rush into the studio by 5 and I'm telling myself, I'm tired. And many people are expecting a miracle. What do I do? And I go to God, Father, today, please let some people be healed. The other time, God told me, when I said fast for 30 days, all the healings that would take place were already released. It's not this prayer. When I said it, all the breakthroughs were involved. When I said it, all the healings were involved. When I said it, all the miracles. I said, what? That means when I'm praying, I'm not praying to make it happen. I'm praying to become aware. I'm praying to become sure. I'm praying to be able to believe. I said, Lord, it is settled. I now go on to the set like a cherub. So when I'm talking, I say, today, this will happen. It's because of what I now know. I now know something. And we saw growth dematerialize. We saw monies. The other day, I told them, one woman gave a testimony. I don't know if it was read. I was talking to them on the, 17th or 18th day. I said, before this month is over, you will conceive. You have been struggling with secondary infertility. And the woman testified on the 29th that she conceived. She went to do a pregnancy test and discovered she was pregnant. Why will you have that kind of audacity? Because God told me all the healings have already been released. All the miracles have already been released. When I said fast for 30 days, I'm not saying leave food. I'm actually saying step into another dimension. And so I knew that there was a shift. If God talks, see the bigger picture. That's what will take you from where you are to where you should be. Many don't understand the protocol of understanding for the supernatural life. Did you not read about Elijah? Elijah said, I see what looks like the feast of a man. Elijah interpreted this as abundance of rain. What makes what looks like the feast of a man an abundance of rain? Because the man knows how God works. Any sign you see is bigger than your realm. It's bigger than your realm. And so when you begin to see the testimonies, you now understand God better. Most of us don't know how God operates. That's why we think God is a doctor. And when God tells you your heart is in order, you are hoping that God will follow the same protocol that a doctor follows. He's not a doctor. He is greater than a doctor. When God tells you are blessed, you will prosper, you want him to be reduced to the textbook that you studied in Harvard. God is not an economist. He is greater than an economist. When he speaks, heaven and earth can pass away. His realm and your realm is both controlled by him.
This message is available on all digital platforms. Kindly visit our website at www.encounterjesusministriesinternational.org for more information.